This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited frontline troops in the eastern city of Bakhmut, where some of the fiercest fighting in recent weeks in Ukraine has taken place. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Zelensky's office released on Tuesday video footage showing Zelensky dressed in khaki handing out medals to soldiers for their work fighting Russian forces in eastern Ukraine. Explosions could be heard outside their bunker as the president thanked them and paused to recognize those who lost their lives in the fight. He says, "I'm very grateful for your strength and motivation. We understand that the situation at the front line can be different, but here there are people who carry the country on their shoulders." Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Afghanistan's Taliban rulers on Tuesday banned university education for females nationwide as hardline Islamists continue to crush women's rights to education and freedom. Washington condemned the decision in the strongest terms.
The United States condemns in the strongest terms the Taliban's indefensible decision to ban women from universities, to keep secondary schools closed to girls, and to continue to impose other restrictions on the ability of women and girls in Afghanistan to exercise their human rights and their fundamental freedoms.
U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the ban on higher education comes less than 3 months after thousands of girls and women sat for university entrance exams across the country. Argentina's World Cup winners were forced to abandon their open-top bus parade around Buenos Aires due to the massive crowds and have instead embarked on a helicopter tour of the capital, the presidency said on Tuesday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. industrial conglomerate 3M on Tuesday set a 2025 deadline to stop producing so-called forever chemicals used in everything from cell phones to semiconductors, which have been connected to health problems. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernhard has more.
The pollutants, technically known as PFAS, which stands for perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl substances, have been linked to illnesses including cancer, heart problems, liver damage, and low birth weight. They have been dubbed forever chemicals because they do not break down quickly and have in recent years been found in dangerous concentrations in drinking water, soils, and foods across the country.
Scientists working on Australia's Great Barrier Reef have successfully trialed a new method they say could eventually help rewild reefs threatened by climate change. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
Could freezing coral larvae help rewild reefs threatened by climate change? Scientists working on preserving Australia's Great Barrier Reef have successfully trialed a new cryopreservation method.
It's called modern mesh technology, and it allows you to freeze and thaw very rapidly.
Scientists are scrambling to protect coral reefs around the world as rising ocean temperatures destabilize delicate ecosystems. Cryogenically frozen coral can be stored and later reintroduced to the wild. But the current process requires sophisticated equipment, including lasers.
The United Nations Security Council on Tuesday eased a weapons embargo meant to stem rebel fighting in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo and renewed a peacekeeping mission there for another year. Under a new resolution, UN member states are no longer required to notify the Security Council of arms sales or military support to the Congolese government. Arms sales to non-government armed groups are still banned. A strong 6.4 magnitude earthquake off the coast of Northern California on Tuesday injured two people, damaged a bridge and several roads, and left thousands of homes and businesses without power. The earthquake 215 miles north of San Francisco caused gas leaks, downed power lines, and set a building on fire, caused two other buildings to collapse, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. The department said they fielded about 70 emergency calls after the quake struck at 2:30 in the morning local time. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.